Blog Talk Radio. Fans, welcome in to another edition of the Neek and Rudy Pro Football Talk Show. I am your host, Neek. My main man, Rudy Ruse, here with me, and we are just so excited, football fans, because we are diehard football fans, and tonight is kickoff Thursday Night Football to kick off the 100th year of the NFL. That's crazy, and we're broadcasting live from Dayton, Ohio, which is the birthplace of NFL football, which the first NFL game took place here in Dayton, Ohio at Triangle Park. And yes, we're proud of our city. We're proud that our city hosted the first ever NFL game. What's going on, Root?
Nick, this ain't no history lesson, first of all. So, hey, let me know if y'all ready for some football out there. Come on. No. They're trying to tell me to turn down. No, man, you turn down. I'm ready for this football. Let's go ahead and kick this off. Enough of the talk, enough of the jibberty jabber. Let's get down to this season. We know, you know, we made it through the preseason. Congratulations. We made it through the offseason. We've been anticipating some football. Hopefully your team doesn't have any A-B situations going on in the locker room. A little foreshadowing of what's coming up in the show. Big breaking news that we're about to get into. But let's get into this breaking news, Neek. As I mentioned, the Bears and the Pack play tonight. We're going to get into that in our prediction segment in the show. But, Neek, let's get into this news. I know we're going to get back right back to this AB thing. What's going on with that? That's the breaking news. I did want to also touch on Miami and the Texans in the trade market. Neek, did you want to detail those trades? Or I guess I'll just really quickly tell you that Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills are going to the Texans for two first-round picks and a second-round pick. That's a lot of loot. Also, Miami got rid of Kiko Alonso in another move, trading him to the Saints. And the Texans also were busy. We know about Duke Johnson. We mentioned that in previous shows. Traded for Carlos Hyde as well. You know, the Texans acquired Carlos Hyde. Neek, I wanted to ask you if you thought that, you know, Houston paid too much, and also is Miami tanking?
Well, let's put it like this. Texans, we knew before going into the season that they needed a general manager. Now, Bill O'Brien, he wants to show the world, showcase his head coaching skills, and he also wants to showcase his general manager skills as well. So, with that being said, he knows the job is on the line. He knows he has the authority to make this move, pull this move. Texans are win now mode. If they don't win this year, he's pretty much going to be gone. So this was a desperation move. And we all know that Deshaun Watson, his franchise QB, has taken way too many hits and too many sacks. I think he was sacked over 60 times last year, which is ridiculous. So they needed a franchise tackle, and they went out and got Tunsil from Miami. He was rated, according to Pro Football Focus, according to them on their website, he was rated as the 8th best tackle. So with that being said, Texans haven't had a top 10 tackle in the history of their franchise. So it was a good move. Now, they had a mortgage pretty much. I'm not going to say they mortgaged their future. They mortgaged their draft picks of next year, and that's going to hurt them. It could come back and bite them if they don't make the playoffs this year, but it was a move that needed to be made. Now, on the Dolphins, it's all about tanking. I don't know if they're tanking for Tua. I don't know if they're going to try to maybe, if the Giants move on from Eli Manning, go try to get Eli next year. We don't know what they're going to do. Evidently, right now, they have $140 million in cap space. They have 13 picks. They pretty much control the draft next year with the Raiders. Both teams have two first-round picks. So, Dolphins, they're going to be tanking this year, and it's going to be pretty bad.
Hey, Dolphins, let me tell you one thing, man. Don't tank for Tua. You know why? Nigga, you don't have Jerry Jeudy. You know what I'm saying? You don't have Jeudy. You don't have those type of players. You don't have that offensive line of the Crimson Tide. Tua. I mean, we're not sure about Tua. He's going to be a first round pick. I mean, is Herbert the guy? We don't know. We'll see. But yeah, don't do that. But it seems like that's the way Miami's going for sure. They're just loading up on picks, and they are trying to see where it sticks. But when you start getting rid of you know, the quality players that they did, and the Laramie Tunsil. So I even look at it from the Houston Texans perspective. I know we covered this last week with them letting Jadeveon Clowney, you know, be traded away for pennies on the dollar. I would say at least Miami got a big return, you know, but when you are leveraging your future against, you know, proven players, you're getting rid of proven players to have a whole bunch of possibilities of players. That's something, you know, something to think about, probably not something to be condoned or really even a good move at the end of the day. Another quick topic before we get into the AB stuff really quickly. Lyle Collins and Ezekiel Elliott. I know Ezekiel Elliott made all the headlines for his holdout. He finally got signed. Zeke signed a 6-year, $90 million contract extension, $50 million of that guaranteed. Nick, is Zeke worth it?
Yeah, he's actually worth it, but his offensive line is they deserve most of the money. They deserve majority of money because they're blocking for Zeke and they're actually blocking for Prescott. But Zeke, he's young, running back. He's been nothing but fantastic since he's been in the league for the last 3-4 years. So, yeah, Zeke definitely deserves the money. But I'm going to put it like this, man. I got to give Jerry Jones some props because I've been critical of the Dallas Cowboys. Their future is pretty bright. I always joked about, and Cowboys fans can't stand me because I talk about how in the hell do they deserve to be called America's team. They haven't done nothing since 1995. But this team is going to be hell to deal with for the next few years. I never thought Jerry Jones could get all these guys signed. Right now, the word is they're working on the extension with Prescott. That's soon to be done here eventually. And then with Amari Cooper next year, they're probably going to franchise him. So a guy like Byron Jones, sorry, you're going to be gone, man. Come on over to the Giants or the Raiders. We can use your services. But, yeah, Byron Jones pretty much going to be the odd man out. But the Cowboys offensively, they're loaded for the next few years.
Nick, yeah, man, I mean, if you talk about loaded, man, I mean, Cooper, and you forgot about, you know, you didn't forget about him, but not to mention Randall Cobb, you got, you know, tight end Witten coming back, so, you know, you add in Deke, Dak getting him done long-term, you got Zeke now under contract, obviously that offensive line is one of the best, so that was going to be something to deal with. That was one of my early Super Bowl picks, but Nick, let's get down to it. Man, it's come the time now that we have reached the regular season. In fact, kickoff for this Bears-Packers is just in, what, about an hour, Nick, less than an hour. So let's just start off there, bud. Let's go ahead and, you know, this is how we do it in the show. If people don't know out there, new listeners to the show, we've been doing this show for like 10-plus years. So the way it's one of the formats, the way this show started off was we picked the games, you know. So we're going to go ahead and do that. We're going to start off with this Bears-Packers game. We're going to have a little debate about it. Nick, I think that me and you are not picking the same team here. Let's just preview it that way.
Well, Rue, you told the fans you got them hyped. You said we're going to get into the AB. Now, let me just go ahead and get to this AB real quick, the situation for other fans that are tuning in, new fans. I'm a Giants first and the Raiders number two, both my teams. Giants fan since 84, Raiders fan since 87, showing my age right there. But I'm not that old like that. But anyway, Raiders, man, this is just crazy, man, this news about AB. He's 31 years old, grown man, acting like a little kid, like a little spoiled brat. And his ass needs to be taken in the back and not on the field and spanked. I mean, they need to just spank his ass. Antonio Brown got his $30 million, won it out of Pittsburgh, was talking about his Big Ben, talking about his Mike Tomlin, talking about it was a cancer in Pittsburgh. Comes to Oakland. He makes excuse here about, helmet. You know, I understand the helmet, the cryotherapy and all that stuff. I get that. Bottom line, Antonio, man, just keep it real. You don't want to participate. Just be real. You don't want to hand out my pocket.
The devil is a lie.
Yeah, you don't want to participate in training camp. That's the bottom line. You did all the stuff to skip camp because you feel like you're a veteran. You don't need camp. But the bottom line is you need chemistry with Derek Carr. So now the situation is he didn't like that Mike Mayock sent out a letter to him saying that we're fining you $50,000 for all the times you missed. And Tony Brown's looking at it like a spoiled brat. What the hell is this? $50,000 for what? I told you I got crowd therapy issues. You know I got a helmet issues. You know I'm Antonio Brown. You know I'm the best wide receiver since this generation. You know I'm on my way to Hall of Fame. And you still going to find me $50,000 and you need me? Oh, hell no, man. So when Mike Mayock saw him on the field yesterday, he had a talk with him. Antonio Brown didn't like he got the letter in the mail. Went up to Mike Mayock. You know what, Mike Mayock? F you, man. You know what? I'm not paying that $50,000. You know what? Give me a football. Derek Carr, throw me a football real quick. I'm about to punt this. Bam! You fine me for punting the ball. Kiss my ass goodbye. So that's pretty much how it went down. So Mike Mayock just came out, addressed the media, and said, and we're not going to talk about it, but the word from Ian Rapoport on NFL Network saying that the Raiders plan to be off at Antonio Brown versus Denver Broncos. So right now, the Raiders can get the money if they decide to walk away from Antonio Brown, but they need Antonio Brown. Derek Carr needs Antonio Brown. John Gruden needs Antonio Brown. This team needs Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown just needs to just get it done, man up, say he was sorry, and just move on and just, you know, just use this as a life lesson.
To be honest with you, Nick, that's a way more time than I wanted to spend in on Antonio Brown, but I'm glad that you got it in because I did forget about it real quick because it's an ongoing story. It's not a conclusion right now. All we know right now is he'll not be playing in this Broncos game. It's a suspension. Antonio Brown, get your act together. Let's talk about real football. I had the Packers and the Bears, the oldest rivalry. This rivalry has been played well over 100 times. In fact, more like 200. I believe that I can't remember who has the slight edge. I want to say the Bears have the slight edge, but don't quote me on that. I know in this game, the Bears are a 3-point favorite. So with that being said, Neek, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go for the underdog here is my.
Yeah, this is going to be a good game. I'm going with the Bears as well, 23-17. A lot of questions with the Packers, man. We're going to see about the new head coach and Aaron Rodgers. Are they going to be on the same page? Are they going to air it out, open it up? Also, for the Bears, Trubisky, he's going against that Packers front seven that features actually the whole defense that features three new starters like Adrian Amos in the secondary and the safety, Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith. So the Smith brothers, they're going to be coming. Are they going to be eating for a Trubisky? And then my X factor, which I'm going to say X factor, my mismatch in this game is Taylor Gabriel or Anthony Miller versus Tremont Williams. Rudy knows all about Tremont Williams. Tremont Williams a little long in the proverbial tooth, about 35, 36 years old, going against Anthony Miller. Anthony Miller's going to eat his ass up, or Taylor Gabriel's going to eat his ass up in the slot position. So with that being said, Bears going to win 23-17. All right,
I didn't say the Bears were going to win. I said the Packers were going to win. Yeah, Packers 24-17. The reason why the Pack is going to win this one is because you will see an improvement and more of a reliability under Matt LaFleur in the running game for the Packers. I think that the Packers are going to get off to a good start. You know, usually I would take defense in an early season game like this, great defense over great offense. But, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, I think that, you know, the connection that he has with Davante Adams, the fact that Davante Adams, the only receiver in the league that's had over 10 touchdowns each of the last three seasons, is something that you can't discount. Possibly the number one fantasy wide receiver out there if you're still drafting. Packers in a close one tonight, 24-17 over the Bears.
All right, Sunday's games. Oh, man, I can't wait. Going to church Sunday morning, coming back, get ready for some football. Got the Sunday ticket ready to go. Going to be grilling out this Sunday. Can't wait for Sunday football. All right, Bills versus Jets. Hate to start off talking about this game, but, hey, it's one of the undercards for the 1 o'clock games. I'm going to take the Jets in this game, 27-20. The matchups I'm looking for in this game is the Bills. Revamped offensive line with Dawkins, Spain, Morris, Feliciano, and Cody Ford, the rookie from Oklahoma, right tackle, going against that Jets defensive line. We already know what they have. The Williams brothers up there, Quentin Williams, I want to see him in action. And then Le'Veon Bell, I want to see what he can do against that Bills D-line to feature star Latulier, Ed Oliver, Trent Murphy. That's going to be interesting. And my mismatch in this game, man, watch out for Tyler Kroft. That's if Josh Allen can find him going against that Jets linebacker corps that lost Avery Williamson in the preseason injury, preseason game. He's out for the year. So I'm going to take the Jets 27-20.
Did you say that Laura Croft is playing for the Jets? What is this, Tomb Raider, bro? What was he playing for the Bills? I don't know. But all I know is that there's no longer any Shady McCoy for the Bills. But I do have the Bills pulling this one out, and the Jets are a 3-point favorite in this one. So the Bills are the underdog. Another upset. Two upsets back-to-back for Rudy Rude. The Bills do defeat the Jets 21-17. Josh Allen with an impressive debut kind of wins the battle between the sophomore QBs there. Neek, since you took that first one, we're going to go right along and move this slate along to another 1 o'clock game. Since you started off with a sorry game, I'm at your sorry game for another sorry game. Baltimore at Miami. Now, some people think Miami is tanking, but no, I think what Miami is doing is something superior to a tank, maybe something more like a submarine, maybe some kind of other battleship or fortress. But I don't know. But Miami's going to start their conquest of battleshipping, let's call it, not tanking, by losing this one. Baltimore is a a 6.5-point favorite on the road. That big of a favorite on the road, but they are. Baltimore wins this one 27-13 over Miami.
Bottom line is this. Anytime you trade your best offensive lineman, your franchise so-called tackle, a week before the season starts. Left tackle at that. And you bring in Josh Rosen, who could be the franchise future QB. So anytime you get rid of your best offensive lineman and you trade them away, you're tanking. So the bottom line is, I don't know who the Dolphins tackle is going to be in this game, starting left tackle. I don't know if they know either. They're probably still trying to figure that out right now. So with that being said, I don't think the Dolphins might not win a game this year. With this roster being this bare, stripped down, and Rosen and Fitzpatrick, it's a wrap, man. They might go 1-15. With that being said, Ravens win this game. Defense dominates. Earl Thomas probably going to have 2 picks in this game. Defense probably have about 10 sacks.
Now, let's talk about a game that's near and dear to my heart, another 1 o'clock game. I'm going to be doing a little traveling this weekend. So it's funny because obviously I'm a Browns fan, but I will be down in the greater Nashville area for this game. Even though the game's in Cleveland, I know it's a little backwards, but failed the obligations, you know how that goes. But man, I see this as a defensive game. This is like a smash mouth game for opening game. I mean, you got to love it to me because these are two, you know, you can look at the Browns as like a pass team, Landry and, you know, OBJ and everything. Not to mention, you know, fantasy got people, you know, OBJ, he's not really questionable. He might be listed as that, but he's got a little bit of a hip ailment, said he will play in this game. But for the Browns, look for their defense to kind of match the intensity of that Titans front seven, which is very strong. Don't forget about Ty Lewan is suspended for the games, four games for the PDs. I think that's going to make a big factor. Nick, you said it before the before we talked before the show. Don't be surprised to see the Browns front seven get 7 sacks. So I'm gonna not think that they'll do that much, but I think that the Browns will definitely take control of this game and win it in a defensive, matchup 23-16 with the Browns. They are a 5-point underdog in this one.
And don't be surprised, fans, if this game is low scoring going into halftime, because I think the Titans, they are very physical on that defense side of the ball. Browns have issues at the offensive line. I told Rudy before this season started, Greg Robinson is the weak link. Baker Mayfield, don't be running to the left side because he's going to need to be running to the other side. He's going to be running for his life. But Titans not having Lewan, their only offensive weapon is Derrick Henry. I think the Browns front seven is going to contain him and force Mariota to throw the ball, and Mariota is going to be on the run. Browns win this game. I'm going to say 24-10. All right, moving right along. Let's go right into the Chiefs versus the Jags. The key matchup I'm looking for in this game is Tyreek Hill versus Jalen Ramsey. That's going to be a fun battle to watch. I want to see this Chiefs offensive line versus the Jags D-line with Calais Campbell, Yannick, RB Jones. And, yeah, I want to see what they do. And the mismatch in this game is Travis Kelce, man. I told you the weakness on this Jags team was Telvin Smith. Without him this season, he decided to sit out the season. He was their best cover linebacker. Kelce is going to have a field day against Leon Jacobs. Chiefs win this game. Too many weapons, 38-20.
We got a similar score. I got the Chiefs winning this one. Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite in this one on the road. I got the Chiefs winning this one 30-21. I think Kansas City's defense will be much improved. So, I know both of us got high scores for this game, but, you know, do look for Kansas City's offense to step up and show improve this year. Moving right along to Nick, you had mentioned that one of the last of the 1 o'clock games. I will mention another 1 o'clock NFC matchup, Atlanta at Minnesota. Win this one, Minnesota is a 4-point favorite. I got Atlanta winning this one 30-27. I think we might disagree on this one. I think one of the big keys here is the two guys in the running game, Dalvin Cook and Devontae Freeman. Both guys, you know, starters for their respective teams, Atlanta and Minnesota, but they haven't been, you know, the most healthy or durable guys. So, you know, when they do play, they dominate. So we'll see which of these guys can really take control in this first week of the season.
Yeah, key matchup in this game, Falcons offense line against that Vikings defense line. Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, they're going to be headhunting. They're going after Matt Ryan because that Falcons young offensive line can't hold up. Another key matchup I want to see is the Falcons receiving core against the Vikings secondary. The mismatch in this game, Calvin Ridley going against Trey Waynes. Look for them to try to get him lined up going against Trey Waynes. He should win that battle all day easily. So I'll take the Vikings in this game, 31-28. All right, Rams-Panthers. Panthers offensive line versus that Rams defensive line. Cam, he's going to be on the run. I don't think that Panthers O-line can hold up. Look for a lot of checkdowns going to Christian McCaffrey out the backfield. Another key matchup I want to watch is DJ Moore versus Marcus Peters. But this mismatch in this game is going to be that Rams receiving core versus that Panthers secondary. Panthers secondary is not going to be able to keep up with these guys. Rams win on the road, 35-27.
Surprise, Rams not a bigger favorite in this one, even though they're on the road. They are a 2.5-point favorite. I am taking the Rams in this one, 27-24. Like you said, a big factor here is Cam Newton's health, or lack thereof, unfortunately. Last 1 o'clock game, Washington and Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a 10-point favorite. At home in this one, I have the Eagles winning big. Carson Wentz going to be a big, you know, story for them. You know, his ability to stay healthy this year, 34-13 over in their division rivals, the Redskins.
Eagles game plan is real simple. Just shut down the Redskins running game. You shut down Peterson, you win this game. Force Casey Keenum to throw the ball. He's not throwing anybody they release. Former first-round bust, Josh Doctson. And on that note, Eagles, I mean, they should win this game pretty easily. I got to win this game 38-20. All right, Bengals, 4 o'clock game. Bengals versus Seahawks. Keys for the Bengals in this game, they got to protect Dalton. The mismatch is the Bengals offensive line going up against that Seahawks defensive line. Zeke Ansah, he's going to be ready to go. Jadeveon Clowney is going to be ready to go. They're going to be coming after Dalton up in Seattle, that 12-man field. So I'm taking the Seahawks in this game, 27-17.
Big thing about this game, don't forget A.J. Green will still be out for the first few weeks of the season. The Seahawks are a 9.5-point favorite at home. I do have the Bengals keeping this one close, but Seattle wins this one 21-17. One of the games of the week, another 4 o'clock game, Indianapolis, the Colts at the Chargers. I got the Chargers winning this one. They're 6.5-point favorites. Obviously, no Andrew Luck. We don't have to keep saying that. It will not be Andrew Luck starting there likely ever again. But with Jacoby Brissett in the starting role there, I think the Chargers winning a close one, 28-24.
All right. Colts Chargers, interesting game. My bottom line is this. Jacoby Brissett, show me something. Show me that you are the Colts franchise QB. I understand they believe in you. They gave you an extension to your $30 million extension. So that goes to show you that they really believe that you're going to carry them. This is a good season, good year for you guys to actually go far this year. I had you guys maybe coming out the AFC. That was until Andrew Luck retired. Phillip Rivers, in this game, do not turn the ball over. I'm telling you, this Colts defense is nothing to play with. They're young, they're fast, they're hungry. The biggest mismatch in this game, Eric Ebron versus any of the Chargers linebackers, Thomas Davis, not old man Thomas. Please don't try to get him out there covering Eric Ebron. He's going to light his ass up. But with that being said, I'm going to take the Chargers in this game because until Brissett shows me something that he's the man, Chargers are going to win this game 23-20. All right, 49ers versus the Bucks. I mean, this sounds like a Week 17 game. You know, this sounds like a draft, their position for draft order game. That's what it seems like. And this actually is going to be first game of the season for both these teams. Bottom line is this, 49ers, a lot of 49ers fans, they think this team is actually going to do something, maybe can compete for a playoff spot, but I'm not so sure on that. Jimmy G, you need to show me something. Bucks offensive line, you guys look terrible in preseason, and we're talking about the starting five. They couldn't even protect for Jameis Winston against the Browns. So with that being said, I'm going to go with the 49ers in this game. Their front seven is going to dominate. 49ers win 20-17.
Nate, this game is kind of like the next game I'm going to talk about. It's nap time. 4 o'clock games for me a lot of times is nap time. It's even in the spread because the people in Vegas or the bookies, they didn't feel like putting a line on this one, not getting enough action. But as far as San Francisco, I don't believe that they're going to be all that a lot of people are thinking that they're going to be. Garoppolo proved to me that you can stay healthy. If Jacoby Brissett has something to prove to Nick, well, then Garoppolo has something to prove to me. So show me you can stay healthy, Jimmy G. Show me you can lead a winning team. We will see. As far as Tampa Bay, I know what that is. That's a dumpster fire. D-Jack wanted to get out. You know, you got a new coach in there. See if he could fix it, but not in this game. I got San Francisco winning 27-17. Like I said, I had another dumpster fire for you, Nick. The Lions, actually, I do like them trending up. They are at the Cardinals. So the Lions are a 2.5-point favorite on the road here. I think one of the things people are anticipating here is regular season debut of Kyler Murray. Team going 18 for 37, 183 yards, one rushing touchdown, one interception. And I also see the Lions winning this game 20-12.
Yeah, this game, I'm going to put it like this. Fantasy owners, DraftKings players, and FanDuel players, if you win big, donate a little bit of money to me because I'm about to give you guys a good shot to win some money. Take Stafford in this game. Take Marvin Jones. Take Galladay, because the mismatch in this game is Jones and Galladay versus Tremaine Brock and Byron Murphy. That is a mismatch. Mismatch big time. Jones should have 150 receiving yards. Galladay should have 150 receiving yards. They should light this secondary up. Lions win this game 34-17. All right. Giants Cowboys. Let's talk about my G-men going to Dallas. I don't know what to expect in this game. I just hope the Giants can compete hard. Giants offensive line, this is the best it's been since Eli went to the Super Bowl back in 2011. They need to protect Eli. Cowboys, they just need to open up. Kellen Moore, this is your first time ever calling a play. You never called a play in high school other than quarterback, never called a play in college other than quarterback. Showed the Cowboys fan base that this is going to be explosive offense with all those weapons. Mismatching this game, Evan Ingram, I think he's going to light up that Cowboys linebacking core. But Cowboys going to win 31-17.
Nick, I think you know exactly what to expect in this game. So I think you picked it exactly right. I actually got to be in a little bit closer to you. The Cowboys are a 7.5-point favorite in this one, making your Giants road underdogs. 23-16, Cowboys win this one. I see Dak and Cooper having a big connection in this one. I've got a few more games to mention, Nick. We got three more games. We've got our Sunday night game, Pittsburgh at New England. Man, this is a beauty. New England, a 5.5-point favorite in this one. In Foxborough, I got New England beating Pittsburgh in this one. They definitely didn't cover the spread, though, only 31-27. Don't forget, Roethlisberger last year led the league in passing with 5,129 yards.
Yeah, Steelers, do something different this game. Come out and totally flip the script, which means is go a lot of I formation and just control the clock and pound James Conner. That's all you need to do this game. Keep Tom Brady and explosive offense on the sideline. My big question is the Juju. I'm going to throw a challenge flag to Juju and James Washington. Show me, Juju, are you ready to be a number one wide receiver? James Washington, show me, are you ready to be a number two wide receiver? That's the bottom line. You guys need to show me that. Mismatch this game. Patriots win versus Pittsburgh secondary. Patriots win this game 38-24. All right, Monday Night Football, first of two games, Texans versus Saints. I'm taking the Saints in this game in a shootout, 38-31. Biggest mismatch to watch for. Michael Thomas against the old man, Jonathan Joseph. Thomas is going to have a field day against Jonathan Joseph. Saints win this game.
And you remember that back in the day? Are you ready for some football? A real Monday night party? I got Allen. All right, so you got Rude and Neat. So I'm going to tell you real quick who to take in these games. New Orleans, the favorite. They are a 7-point favorite in this one. I think they will beat Houston in the first game, 27-23. Laremy Tunsil, Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde, Kenny Stills, all new Texans. Look for them to contribute in the Oakland game. Don't forget Antonio Brown. The only thing we know about AB is he will not play, because he's trying to get bouted with Mayock, and Mayock is saying, I ain't about that. Don't think because I'm on TV that I'm not about that life. So AB will not be playing. He may be suspended indefinitely. We will see. But, Neek, I had Oakland winning this one 23-21. I don't know. What your Raiders?
Raiders in this game, biggest mismatch, Darren Waller, the tight end, versus Ty Davis. Carr should have 3D touchdown passes to Darren Waller. Watch him. Watch out for Waller. Raiders win this game 27-17. Fans, see you next week. Nope, listen to me.